The first one is Christmas with Auntie Mary. The second one is Prayer Kids. And the third one is Children's Everyday Prayer Book.
And what did you think of them? Well, let's start with the first one. What did you think of Christmas with Auntie Mary?
It was a really good story about, like, two kids, and they go over to their auntie's house. And while they're there, the snow piles up so they can't go home. And then she tells them the story about the baby Jesus and how he was born. And then they fall asleep.
Yeah. And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was really descriptive and everything.
Yeah, and there's lovely illustrations as well, aren't there?
Yeah, it's a great picture book.
Yeah. And would you recommend it? What age group would you recommend it for?
Kind of communion. People are making their communion and maybe younger.
Okay. So about 7, 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then the other book, the second book.
Prayer Kids.
Prayer Kids, yeah.
And that's really good. It's like prayers for everything. Like when it's raining and why do I have to hold my parents' hand when I cross the road and everything.
And what kind of prayer? Give us an example of a prayer.
Okay. When I am hungry. Jesus, you went to school in your village of Nazareth. When I go to school, sometimes it is not long before I feel hungry. Then I feel tired and cannot think or write very well. Help me to say to my family that I need more food in the early morning, and if I don't have enough for breakfast, give me courage to tell my teacher why I feel it hard to learn. Jesus, I long to grow strong to serve you each day.
Very nice. And would you find that you would use these prayers then if you were thinking of something, you know, if you're hungry or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're nice little and very sort of nice, simple, everyday type of thing.
Yeah, they're modern prayers, like. You know, it wouldn't be very old.
Yeah. So you could relate to them a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other one was Children's Everyday Prayer Book.
Yeah, and it's just the everyday prayers like the Hail Mary and everything.
So that was the more traditional prayers.
Yeah.
Okay, so that and what did you enjoy that one?
Yeah, it was. It just gives you like loads of prayers, like the sign of Christ and glory be to the Father and a morning prayer.
Yeah, it sounds to me though like you preferred the Prayer Kids one, did you? You like that modern touch?
Yeah, I like that one better.
Yeah. maybe the traditional one is a.
You know, it's kind of like you hear them ones every day, but these ones are new and fresh. From the Prayer Kids.
Well, that's it. You've heard all the other ones and you probably do hear them regularly, so it's nice to have a prayer for when it rains and for when you're hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what kind of age group would you recommend those books for?
Well, the Children's Everyday Prayer Book is probably for all ages, like maybe 7 to 10 years old or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is for maybe 6 to 10.
Did you read them on your own or did you go through them with your mother as well?
I read them on my own and with my mum.
Yeah. So there may be a book that you could share or you could, you know, read with your family.
Yeah.
Yeah. And would you, do you think they're particularly relevant for Christmas? I mean, obviously the Christmas with Auntie Mary is very Christmassy.
Yeah, it tells the story of baby Jesus.
Yeah. But you're probably familiar with that story anyway, so was there anything different in the book that made it a bit more interesting?
Yeah, they told things like she got treats and stuff from the bakers and everything, and like it told you all different things.
Okay, so it was a little bit different.
Yeah, but, and I especially like the pictures.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, they're lovely, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really nice. And so if you had to pick one for a Christmas stocking, what would it be?
Christmas with Auntie Mary.
Christmas with Auntie Mary, okay. That's the Christmas stocking winner.